Hey, Browns fans, Nathan's girl alongside Matt Wilhelm previewing the Browns and the 6-3 Jacksonville Jaguars at First Energy Stadium. And it's all about the defense for the Jags, isn't it, Matt?
It absolutely is. I mean, they're so star-studded up front. And this has come to them over the course of a few years. It's the Malik Jackson signing. It's the Calais Campbell signing. You know, Dante Fowler acquisition via the draft a few years ago. You know, you get to the second level, they've got the backers. They've got the Telvin Smith and Miles Jack, Paul Posluszny. And that's without even getting to the defensive backfield, which is what I think is their absolute strength.
Yeah, it's probably the best in the league. They've only allowed one wide receiver touchdown all year. This defense is unbelievable, and one of the reasons they've been so good on the road this year is they've only allowed 3 touchdowns on 50 drives on the road. That is mind-boggling.
It absolutely is, and I think that's the challenge for Hugh Jackson and DeShone Kizer. That being said, DeShone Kizer and this offense have played their best football in their last 2 weeks on the football field, so I look for that to continue. It's just a matter of them picking their spots. What are they going to do? Do they feel they can run on this football team, shorten this football game, make it ugly, which we might have to do because through the air, nothing might be available.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. So you're saying, well, how do we have a chance? Well, the good news is on offense, the Jacksonville Jaguars' strength is running the football with rookie Leonard Fournette, who's had a great year. And that's the strength of this Browns defense, number one in the NFL in yards per carry. So you got to put the ball in the hands of Blake Bortles. The Browns have an interception in 4 of the last 5 games. We might need 2 or 3 in this game to get the W.
And I think you have to really dive into the recommendation of Blake Bortles to DeShone Kizer. It's don't throw the football to the other team. Well, let's hope that that happens for Blake Bortles and he does throw us that football. And that is going to be a challenge for us because we have struggled against the pass week in, week out. We did so again last week against Matt Stafford. Maybe we step that up while we also stop the run.
It's going to be snowy and blustery and cold, and hopefully that Florida team has a rough outing at First Energy Stadium. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura. Say thanks for watching our game preview of the Browns and the Jags. And for all the coverage of your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.